Okay, today's Daf Samach Hey. We are on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, bottom line. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Le'il Nishmat, David Tzvi, Ben Dov Mordechai, Shalom Shav and Aliyah. Amr of Sheshes, Mishum Reb Elazar ben Azariah. Reb Sheshes says, in the name of Reb Elazar ben Azariah, Yachal Ani Liftoris Kol Olam Kulam in Adin. I could potter anybody, everybody, from Din. I could potter everybody. Why? No one's responsible for anything they do wrong. Miyom shechar beis hamikdash varachshav. From the day that the hamikdash was destroyed till today. Why so? Shnemar, because it says, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, lochein, shiminazos, listen up, aniya v'shichrus, I'm poor and drunk, but v'lo meyayin. But not from wine, from sadness. But if you're drunk, you're putter. You're putter from your actions, right? And therefore, I could putter everyone. Says the Gemara, that's not true. Meisvei, what are you talking about? There's a brisa that says, shikur, a drunk person, mechomekach, his sales are valid sales, mimkar, his purchases are valid purchases, of avera sheish bo misa, mamsin also, if he doesn't have avera that's chayav misa, he gets misa. Malkin, malkus, malkin also, if he does something that deserves malkus, he gets malkus for it. The rule is, he's like a regular person and always, he doesn't have to daven. He's put from davening, because you don't go to a king like that. But if you eat treif and you warn beforehand, and you know, yes, I know what I'm doing, I have faculties for that. If your mom is, you know, drunk like Lot, that's a different story. I'm not talking about that. A guy's drunk, so he can't daven. But what do you mean? What do you mean they pot everyone from din? What does that mean? How can you pot everyone from din? So the Gemara says, yeah, you know what Reb Sheshes meant? Ma yicholi li pater, da'amar da'kamar nami, midin tefila. What he meant was, I pater from tefila. I could pater everybody from davening. And Rashi says something fascinating. Rashi says, im donin oso, it's the third word line, im donin oso al shaloha yumispalin bekavana. If Hashem gets angry at somebody because he's not davening bekavana, Yachalin lepotron, I could potter that. Why is Rashi sticking kavana? Right, Rashi says, if you're not davening with kavana, I could potter that. Why? You're drunk. So why is Rashi throwing kavana? So then Yaakov explains, because the reason why a shikur is potter from davening is because wait till you're not a shikur anymore. But here, you're always a shikur, because the base of English has not been rebuilt. Then you would never daven. That's not acceptable. So therefore Rashi says, okay, you're potter from, I could potter you from davening without kavana. Not to daven, that doesn't have a meaning, not to do that. Because then there'd be never davening. So from kavana, that I could potter you. Okay. Amar b'chanina. That's as long as he hasn't reached the level of a drunken person like Lot. But if he's taka that drunk, whatever that stage is, then potter mikul, then you potter from everything. You're not responsible for your actions. Okay? Good? Next. Amar Rabbi Chanina, kol hamapik mugin, if somebody passes over mugin means mugin avram, means davening. If somebody doesn't daven, Bishaz Gaiva, when he's drunk, if somebody realizes I shouldn't be davening now, I have too much to drink, I'm not going to daven now, and someone does that, then Sogrin V'chosmin Tzaros Ba'ado. They throw away, they close up and they seal the Tzaros on his side. In other words, he doesn't have any, he is spared any bad things that were going to come to him. He gets rewarded for not davening when he's drunk. He gets rewarded for that. Shenemar, Gaiva afiki meganim sagar chasim tsar. Fine. My mash with the apik lishna de uvrihu. How do you know the word apik means to pass over? The chsiv it says achi bigdo kimonachal ka apik nechalim yavoru. Fine. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, the same idea said in a different way. Kol she'eno mapik itmar. It says kol she'eno mapik. You didn't reveal. I mean, you didn't reveal the davening. Meaning, you didn't daven. My mash the mapik lishna de geluihu. How you know mapik means to reveal? and you didn't reveal, meaning you didn't daven. How do you know it means to reveal? It says, Vayiru afike mayim v'yigolu mostos tevel. Now, michti, kroy mashma, bein lamar, bein lamar. Each one of these amarayim here, they are Rav Chanina and Rav Yochanan, both brought psukim that said the same bottom line. The bottom line is, if you're drunk and you don't daven, you could have had an opportunity, but you didn't daven, you're rewarded for that. Right? But they had different psukim. So, my benayu, what's the difference between the two varts? I don't know why it calls gaiva shichras. I don't know why. I don't know. For some reason, it calls gaiva shichras. It calls gaiva. But the point is, the kasha's gemara is. But at the end of the day, they both mean to say they're both the same thing. So why do they have two different psukim for the same exact vort? So the gemara says, "Ikke benayu b'der Rav Sheshes." The difference would be the dinner of Rav Sheshes. The Rav Sheshes masar shinsei l'shame. Rav Sheshes, when he wasn't, if he drank whatever he was drunk, he would tell his attendant to let him sleep and then wake him up. Because you got to go daven, or it's time to, how long can you sleep? In other words, sleep it off a little bit, then wake him up. So, is that an appropriate way to behave? So, Mar, Rabbi Yochanan, is late Rav Sheshes. Yeah, I halak Rav Sheshes. My pasuk says that, or I deduce, that you can go to sleep 100%, you don't make someone wake you up. Umar Savar, the less leader of Sheshes. And Rabbi Chanina didn't halak Rav Sheshes. Rashi says, Masar Shinte L'Shimami, Amalo, he would tell his attendant, "Hani chani lashon lishon ma'at. Let me sleep a little bit. I need to sleep off the wine." Because she gives man tefila, and when it comes time to davening, "Hekitzeni, wake me up." Rabbi Chanina, the Amri Avure Boy, Rabbi Chanina, who said the lashon of "Let me pass over," less later of sheishes doesn't hold like that. Vasilo spal atchiyir me'elav. You have to wake up on your own. Can't have someone wake you up. That's the difference. Okay. Amar up next. Amar b'chia bar ashi amar rav. Kol she'ein daitum yushev esalav. If somebody doesn't have the peace of mind to daven, al yisbalo, don't daven. Mishum she'nemar, because it says, batzar, someone in distress, al yore. Don't yore. Don't, what does yore mean? Don't rend the legal decisions, right? Where's that pasuk? Says Rashi. Badakti achar mikra zeh. I looked the whole Tanakh for this pasuk. Ve'eno b'chol haktuvim. It's nowhere. There's no such pasuk like this. V'shema b'sefer ben sirahu. Maybe it's in Sefer ben Sira. It's not in Tanakh. Maybe it's there. What's Sefer ben Sira? It's some kind of a work of like Musar and aphorisms. And it's in the Sefer Machitzonim. I'm not supposed to learn that. So... The Gemara says, if you learn that, you don't have Olam Haba. Tosva says, Batza al Yorah, Pirsh Bekuntris, Badakti Achar Mikra Zeh, searched everywhere, Ve'ena B'chol Aksuvim, V'shem Ben Sirahu, maybe it's in Ben Sirah. Then Tosva says, Umatzinu Kama Mekomos, Shemevi Ashas Mikra Zeh, Aksuvim B'sefer Ben Sirah. You have many places in Shas where the Gemara does that, where it brings a Pasuk from Ben Sirah. Not a Pasuk, I would call it a verse. I'd call it a Pasuk. But many places where the Gemara does that. And then Tosva has a few places, and then Tosva says, maybe, if you go all the way down to the bottom, Verbena Tama Farish, the High Kra, Kadarish, Ha'aruch, there is a pasuk very similar. It says, Shuacha lo batzar, Klomar, Beshas Tzara, when you have distress, Al Taruch Tfilascha, don't daven. Kishyesh Tirud, when you're all preoccupied. Vikam Makomos, Rogel Hashas, Lakatzar Mikra. Many times in Shas, the Gemara will abbreviate and even change words of a pasuk. So Ben Atan said, you don't have to resort to Ben Sira. It could be a pasuk in Yov. And the Gemara changed it a little bit. Kigon, v'natsan ha-keshef v'kamlo. That's not really what the pasuk says. But it's a pasuk, that's by Avram and Ephron. That pasuk doesn't say that. But it says something like that. But Gemara, abbreviates it and amends it a little bit. Then it says, umi uksas kasha. Batzal al-yora, da'ava limer al-yispalo. Why does it say al-yora? Don't render legal decisions. Or doesn't say, Al Yispalo. Why doesn't it say, Dr. Daffin? So, I'm not sure what this is. It's not a Pasuk anywhere. That's for sure not. What is it? Is it abbreviated of a Pasuk? Is it from Ben Sira? Either way, if the advice is good, why not take the advice? Rabbi Chanina, listen to this. Biyoma de Rosach, on the day that he got angry, lo matzli. He wouldn't daven. Amar, batzal yoriksiv. Can't daven today. Mold distressed. On the day when the wind came from the south, he wouldn't go to cook bezdin. He wouldn't sit in bezdin that day. Amar of Hanachan bar Yitzchak Hilchasa, the halacha is, boy tzilulsa kiyoma da'astuna. We need a northern wind. Then he can go to bezdin. Otherwise, he can't go to bezdin on such other days. It's too distracting. It's too bad. Amar Abaya said like this, I amrli aim, if my mother would have told me, didn't have a mother, meant his nurse, if it was the one who raised him, if she would have told me, karav kuchtcha lo tanoi. If she would have told me, kari kuchta, which means something with the food, right? Go bring the food or something like that. I would learn that day. I was already given. I had to do something else, and I couldn't have. I couldn't have concentration. I wouldn't even learn that day. Okay, so the Ben Yehuda says it's a guzma. It's an exaggeration. Your mother says make yourself breakfast, cereal, and milk. You can't learn that day. It's a little bit of an exaggeration, right? What he meant to say was that even if I had to do a little bit of work, even out of avodah kala, I wouldn't be able to dedicate all my time to learning, and I would be potter. Amar Rava, said something similar. E karatzdan kina. If my mother would have told me go kill the bug, lo tanoi, I couldn't learn either that day. Marbre de Ravina of the lay ime zayin mine le zayin yome. This person's mother prepared for him 7 different articles of clothing for each day of the week. The more you change your clothes, the less chance you have of having lice. So she did that, so he shouldn't have any lice, so he shouldn't give an excuse not to go learn. Next Gemara is actually not so easy. It's easy words, difficult hashkafic concepts. Amar Yehuda, lo ibri laila ela l'shinsa. The night was created to sleep. What does that mean?
The summer.
Huh?
The summer nights.
Says Tosvos, kimo lele tikufas tamas. The summer months. And what about the winter? The night wasn't for sleep. So it only means the night. It only means in the summertime. Right? Right? So the Meiri says the exact opposite. The Meiri says, the machlokas is if you should sleep by day or sleep by night. Comes all the Gemara, no, sleep at night. Don't sleep by day. Sleep at night. That's what the Meiri says, right? Now, says the Meiri, but it does say that you should learn by night. Right? The night, we're going to have enough to the next line. Amar b'shir ben lakish. Lo ibri sierba el lagirsa. The night was created to learn. So which one is it? To learn or to sleep? Which one is it? So the Meiri says both statements is really they flow. Night sleep at night, therefore you'll be able to learn during the day, and then somehow you'll figure out a way to also learn at night.
Actually, he says the moon was created.
But it means night,
right?
Right, it means night, right? Exactly, right. So, like I said, easy words. What does it mean? What does it mean? Amrulei l'Rav Zeira mechadad and shmeitzafel. That's a very good vart. Good vart. Amrulahu diyamami ninhu. Yeah, I got that vart by the day. Which means I learned by day. So what's going on here? Amrulei brate de Rav Chista. Rav Chista's daughter said to Rav Chista, lo boy mar minan porto. Do you want to go to sleep a little bit? She says to her father, Dad, don't you take a little bit of a nap? You so always look. Amrulei, he said, listen, hashta asiyomi da'aricha v'katini v'ram tuva. There'll be days that are long, and Rashi says long, and what's a katini?
Short.
Long and short, I'll sleep then. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Yomim shu b'kever. When I'm dead. I'll sleep when I'm dead. So that, I sleep now? When I'm dead, I'll sleep. Arichi lishon, long to sleep, v'katini lasak b'tov mitzvahs. And there's no Torah mitzvahs when so they're long and short. They're long in sleep and short in anything else. That's when I'll sleep then. Which means that he wouldn't even sleep at night, but he slept very little. Amar of Nachum Yitzchak, Anan Paulu di Mami Anan. We're day workers. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Yosef Upara. He learned and he paid back. Listen to this Rashi. Rashi says like this, Yosef Vupareya. He would borrow and pay back. What does that mean? Hayakoveh lo lishnos kach v'kach prokim bayom. He had a set seder of what he learned every day. He learned a certain number of prakim every day. V'hayiragel asok bayom. He learned by day. Upa amim shayotar b'mizanosav bayom. Sometimes they have to go to work by day. Uparea kviyas ito balayla. So he would pay back whatever he had to learn that day, he would do it at night. Which sounds like night's not the time to learn. Once in a blue moon, once in a while, he had to go to work, so then he would learn at night to make up what he couldn't learn by day. So, that's it, the end of the Gemara. Now onto a new topic. Hard to gel all this. Every line contradicts the line before it. Next, Amar Belazar, Haba min aderech, if somebody comes from a journey, Al yispal shloshi yomim. For 3 days, you don't have to daven. Shenemar, because it says, V'akabtem el anahar haba el achva, v'natna sham shloshi yomim v'abina ba'am. The theory is that for 3 days, you're all disoriented, and you can't daven, you can't have kavana. Avua de Shmuel, ki asi ba'urcha, when he came into a place, lo matli tlasa, he'd bridet, he wouldn't daven for 3 days. Shmuel lo matli b'beis at the ispe shichra. Shmuel would never daven in a room where there was beer. Couldn't concentrate with so much smell. Papa lo matli b'beis at the ispe harsana. He wouldn't daven in a place where there was fish. It smelled so much and he couldn't have concentration. Next, Amar b'chanina. Kalam afteach, kalam b'spate b'yeno. If anybody has, you're now going to contradict your statements about wine. If someone's heart is very good, full with wine, Yesh bo midas kono. You have a little bit of what Hashem has. Shinemar, v'yarach Hashem es reach anichorach. Hashem smelled the fragrance. You drink wine, you're the same thing like Hashem. Contrast that, v'amar b'chaniqia kol mithyashe b'yeno. If someone's, you know, good and well with wine, yesh bo midas ayin zikenim. You have the das of the Sanhedrin. Yayin nitein ba'ayin osios. Because wine is given with 70 letters, which means the gematria of yayin is 70. V'sod nitein ba'ayin osios. And the gematria of sod is also given, also has a gematria of 70. Nichnas yayin, yotza sod. Everyone knows that statement. You drink wine, the sod comes out. That's always said as a bad thing. Don't get drunk, because only secrets come out. Says Rashi, Zeu hovel, v'zeu hovel, lo yotza sodo, since Shakalhu Sanhedrin shall ayin, what does that say? Ayin gimel. Ayin. What does that mean? And not give the secrets, then you're like a Sanhedrin.
Right. I think this is talking about different. It doesn't mean that if you do this, it's X. It's that some people drink wine and have X, and some people drink wine and don't have that.
Okay.
It's basically telling you that.
Now listen to the next line. Amar Reb Chanan, Lo nivri yayin. The only reason wine was created. El nicham avelim, for nicham avelim, to make people when they're down and out and they're sad, to cheer them up. Ul l'shalim schar l'rishayim, to pay back the wicked. Shneamar tenu sheichel la'oved. That's how wine was created. What about such a thing called kiddush and karbanos? What does this mean? That's how wine was created, only for bad things. I don't know. Amr of Chanan bar Papa, kol she'ein yayin nishbach b'tzoch beso, k'mayim. If you don't have wine flowing in your house like water, ainam b'chal bracha. There's no bracha there. Shenemar, ubarech etz le'alach mecha, Hashem blessed the bread v'es me'mecha, and the water. Ma'am lechem nitna b'kesef meiser. Just like bread you could buy with meiser. Af mayim shenikach b'kesef meiser. So too water you could buy with meiser. And you're not allowed to buy water with meiser. You're not allowed. So, my new. What can't be water? Must be yayin. Umay kari le mayim. Why is it called water? Ah, in nishbach beso kemayim. If it flows like water, ika bracha. Then you have bracha. V'i lo, lo. And if not, not. And that's why the Ramah says that on Matzah Shabbos, when you're making Havdalah and you pour the wine, you should overspill it. So you makayim this Gemara that you have wine overflowing in your house. Like water. That's where the minhag comes from. It comes from this Gemara. Okay? It's a siman bracha. The Ramah says to do it, and some don't want to do it because it's baltashkas. The Ramah says to do it, the Gemara says to do it. Right? So I think most people do it. Right? Put baltashkas as. What? Because that's when the beginning of the week starts. So it's the beginning of the week. That's why you say brachas. You say v'yitin lecha on Matzah Shabbos, the beginning of the week. That's why. And he says, you do it then for the tchilas hashavua, the beginning of the week, you start off with a bracha. Okay. Amar b'iloy, one, two more lines of Agadata, then we start the Gemara. Not Agadata portion. Amar b'iloy, b'shlosh dvarim adonika, you can recognize a person in three ways. Bekoso, the way he drinks. Bekiso, with his money. Ubekaiso, and with his anger. V'amar b'iloy, others say, af b'sachako, even with his laughter. So I heard such a good vart, such a true vart. It says like this. People always say, he's such a good guy, that guy. Oh, but when it comes to money, then he's not so good. Then you can't really talk to him. Otherwise, he's a great guy, but not when it comes to money. He's a great guy, but when he gets angry, man, his temper, woo, you have to run for the hills. It's exactly the opposite vart. If that's how he is when it comes to money, if that's how he is when it comes to anger, that's who he really is. He's a great guy, but not when he's angry. No, he's not a great guy. That's what the Gemara is saying. The way you know a person is on these three areas. Not everything else, right? That's not how you judge a guy. You judge a guy by these three things. So, that's what he says. Okay. Now, back to the Gemara. So, the Mishnah had said that there was a machlokas. What's the story if you live in a chutzah with a guy? Right? So what if you live in a chutzah with one guy? Reb Meir said, you have a problem. Why? It was a Tanakama. We said it was Reb Meir. Reb Meir said, if you live in a chutzah with a guy, it's a problem. You can't make an erev with him. You're going to have to rent space from him. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov said, no. It's only true if there's at least two Jews. Because if there's only one Jew, it's a losh chiyach fig. No one lives in a chutzah with only one guy and one Jew. That's very unusual. Why? He's going to kill you, whatever it is. And therefore, it's a losh chiyach thing, and then they make a gzera. But if there's two Jews and the guy, then you have a problem also, and you have to rent the space from him, because otherwise you can't carry in the chutzah. Okay. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. So Yehuda says in the name of Rav, Yisrael v'nachri b'pnimius. The Yisrael and the Nachri live in the inner chatzar. The Yisrael b'chitzona. And the Yisrael lives in the outer chatzar. So really, you only have one guy and one Jew living in the chatzar. But they can't get out to the street unless they go through the outer chatzar. Right? It's like a landlocked chatzar. There's no way for them to get out unless they go through the outer chatzar. We learned, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. In such a case, what do you do? Now, the inner chatzar, forget a goy. Let's say you have Jews. Jews live in an inner chatzar and Jews live in an outer chatzar. Do they have to make an erev with each other? Machlokes. What's the machlokes about? Well, since they can't, they need the outer chatzar to get out, so is it really one big chatzar? Otherwise, they can't get out. So is it really like one big chatzar? And therefore, they have to make an erev with the outer people. Rabbi Akiva said, yes, that's true. The Chacham said, no. They can close the door, and they can spend Shabbos in their own chatzar with their own friends, and they don't have to bother the outer chatzar at all. So it's a machlokas. Now, the Gemara is asking a similar question. There's a Jew and a goy in the inner chatzar, and a Jew in the outer chatzar. So according to a mayor, there's no shaila. According to a mayor, you're living with a goy in a chatzar, you have problems. But according to Elazar ben Yaakov, one Jew and one goy is not a problem. Not a problem. Right? We said we discount the goy, and we don't care about him, and then he doesn't ask to use him carrying in the chatzar. What about the Jew in the outer chatzar? Is it like one big chatzar or not? So, that's the question. Amar Vudem Rav, Yisrael v'nachri penimius, v'Yisrael b'chitzona. Ba ma'is lefnei Rav, faser. Rav said it's aser. Lefnei Rav Chia, faser. He also said it's aser. Yosef Rav of Rav Yosef, b'shili perkei d'Rav Sheshes, v'Yosef Rav Sheshes v'ka Amar, k'man Amar Rav l'shmaitzei, who's Rav going like? He's going like Rav Meir. He's going like Rav Meir. Rav Meir held that one Jew and one guy is a problem. Yes, one Jew and one guy in the chatzar. There's another Jew in the outer chatzar. Forget about that. There's one Jew and one guy in the chatzar. It's a problem. Karkish Rava Reishi. Rava nodded and said, yeah, that's the regular mayor. 100%. Amr of Yosef, Trey Gavri Ravari Karabanan, lived you behind Milso? Two great rabbis are going to make a mistake and think this is going according to a mayor? Is that possible? Ika Rav Meir, if it's Rav Meir, Lama Li Yisrael Bechitzona. Why does it have to be a Jew in the outer chatzar? Why has to be that? Why do you need that Jew? That Jew makes no difference to the story. You have a Jew and a guy in the inner chatzar, going to Rav Meir, the chatzar's usher. Why? Because you're living with somebody who can't make an heir with you. So he owns half the chatzar, the guy. So what are you going to do? You're stuck. Unless you rent it from him. Why do we need the Jew in the outer chatzar for? But that was the story. That was the situation. That was the shayla they asked him. Here's our story, Rabbi. I live in the chatzar with a Jew, with a guy, and then the Jew in the outer chatzar. What's the story? Maybe that's why it mentions the guy, the other Jew, because that's how the story was. No. V'aboy mine meirav, pinini mimkomo mahu, right? Pnimi bimkomo mahu, the inner chatzar. Pnimi bimkomo mahu v'amali mutter, right? The inner chatzar. What's the story? Forget the outer chatzar. What's the story with me and a guy living in the inner chatzar? And he said it's mutter, meaning he didn't even hold like Rav Meir. He held like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, right? Right.
The question is, do you say the same thing when you have a guy in
it? No, because in that case, the inner chatzar, they all made an heir with each other. Five guys, 10 guys living in the...
So you're saying that you don't need the outer...
So I don't need the outer at all. Not only that, Rashi said when you open up that door, you're ruining it for the outer chatzar. It's Maisa Sedom to do that. You ruin it for them. They don't have an heir with you. Now you, in fact, you open the door, they can't now carry in the street because it's really one big chatzar. And they didn't make an heir with you. The outer and the inner didn't make an heir. Here, the inner itself wants to make an heir. And they can't. Because they're living with a guy. So there's only one Jew. So 1 second. But they asked that question to Rav. One Jew and one guy. Rav says it's not a problem. So it's not a problem. He knows like Elizabeth and Yaakov. 1 second. Elamite, Elizabeth and Yaakov. Ha'amar, Adjie, B'shnei Yisraelim, Oser and Zalza. He required 2 Jews and a guy. He only have 1 Jew and a guy. Well, I have the Jew in the other chatzar. So is that the Jew he's talking about? Right? Rashi says, Vahani lav osrim zel zeninu. And this does not going to answer each other. Dahad amir rabbanim b'shili perkin, regal hamuteres b'mkoma, eno aseres shalob b'mkoma, b'shum drisas regal, v'afal b'shil ir v'ima. The Chachamim held that, again, in the case with the two chatzars, Panini and Achitzoni, the Chachamim held that the inner chatzar cannot aser the outer chatzar. They can't. They have to walk through. Good, so walk through. We don't live together. We're in 2 different chatzars. So, if you want to tell me now, again, they came to Rav with the following question. I live in a chatzar with a Jew. I'm sorry. I live in a chatzar with a guy, and this is lone Jew who lives in the outer chatzar. What's the story? Do I have to rent from the guy? And Rav said, yes, you do. I have to rent from the guy. But Rav also said that if you live alone with a guy, you don't have to rent from him. Because we discount him. So obviously, we're factoring in the outer chatzar. If we're factoring in the outer chatzar, the Chachamim held, that's not a problem. 2 chatzars, inner and outer, I don't need the outer. So it must be Rabbi Akiva. Who does factor the outer chatzar? Ella, Rabbi Akiva. It must be Rabbi Akiva. The Amar who says, Regal hamuteres bimkoma, oseres shalom bimkoma. The inner chatzar can aser the outer chatzar, shalom bimkoma. Rabbi Akiva held he could do that. That must be what's going on here. Jew and a guy in the inner chatzar. What? The Jew and the guy in the inner chatzar. There's a Jew in the outer chatzar.
Okay.
Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov held one Jew and one Goy is not a problem.
Okay,
why is it a problem? Because I have a Jew in the outer chatzar.
Right.
Only Rabbi Akiva held that's a problem. Rabbi Akiva held that if you have a Jew in the outer chatzar and a Jew in the inner chatzar, forget Goy now, any Jews and any Jews, the outer chatzar asers the inner chatzar. Why? Because it's really one big chatzar. Because they can't get out otherwise.
The
Chacham said it's not true. As long as you made an erev in your chatzar, the fact that you need to walk through their chatzar to get to the street, so go walk through. You don't have to make an erev with them.
So are you saying that the three that are two, one in the outer, one in the two, one in the outer, one in the inner, it becomes okay?
It not becomes okay, it becomes worse. It becomes worse. According to Rebbe Akiva, it becomes worse. It's as if you have one chatzar. According to Rebbe Akiva, you have one chatzar, so I have two Jews and one Goy. That's exactly the problem. And that's why Rav said it's usher. So again, the case has to be that there's one Jew, one Goy in the inner, one Jew in the outer. We hold like, who do we hold like now? We hold like Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, and we also hold like Rebbe Akiva. Okay, that's not so crazy. If you hold like all these people, then Rav said it's usher, otherwise it's not usher. Everyone follows so far. This is going to go on for the next 4 days. So if you don't get this now, you're going to be all lost the next 4 days. It goes at least till Shabbos, the same Gemara. Everyone got it? Good? Now, lama li nachri. No matter what, need the goy. I feel Yisrael nami. Even if the Jew, if you have two Jews like this, is a problem. If you hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, well, forget Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov now. If you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that two chatzers, inner and outer, it's really one chatzer. Why is the goy? What does the goy help? The goy doesn't make. The goy is a non-factor now. He's a non-factor. I need to make an erev with the outer chatzer now. Why? Because the inner chatzer can't get out otherwise. So and ask the outer chatzer. So what do you need the goy for? What did the goy add? Amarvuna by Rav Yeshua. You're right. Lo'olam kolozav ben Yaakov ukrebi Akiva. It's like both of them. V'acha b'mayaskinan kigon she'ervu. No, the outer chatzer and the inner chatzer already made an erev. They made an Erev. Why? Because they held like Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva held the inner chatzar cannot leave, the outer chatzar is the problem. The outer chatzar can't use the chatzar if they don't make an Erev with the inner chatzar. So they made the Erev, Shkoyach. Now there's a guy here. Now what? Now what's the story with the guy? V'tayma, the ikonachri, hu the aser. Yeah, the guy made a problem. Why? Because he held like Rabbi Yaakov. What Rabbi Yaakov holds, two Jews and one guy, is a problem. And since it's inner and outer, it's really two Jews. So therefore, the goy is going to ruin the Eruv. Avol leka nachri, if there is no goy, then lo usher. Nothing usher about this. Why? Because the inner and the outer made an Eruv. Nothing usher. There's a reason why it's usher, because there's a goy. This is exactly the point. Right? Okay. We never said put in the chasen there. That was by Tzeduki. That we're going to get to on Friday. The Tzeduki. We're just talking about Goy now. We didn't mention anything about... The Mishnah mentioned that with Rabbi Gamliel. He told his friend, he told his kids, quickly go into the chatzar. What was that for? We'll get to that. That's not... The Gemara is going to say that the Mishnah have missing half the Mishnah to get to what Rabbi Gamliel was talking about. We didn't get to that yet. So if you want to look at the Rashi says, the Rashi of L'olam Kerbei Elazar. Mishum hachi, pinimi bimkomo mutter. The inner chatzar is okay. The chitzon aser, but the chitzon outer chatzar is a problem. Mishum drisas haregel de pnimi kribi akiva. Because since the inner chatzar needs the outer chatzar to get out, the inner chatzar asers the outer chatzar. The only way to get around that is to make an eruv, right? The kiven de aser aleha. Since the inner chatzar asers the outer chatzar, havele bechitzona shnei yisraelim oser and zalzeh. It's as if you have two Jews living in a chatzar without an Erev. V'osrin zelzeh, and it's asers each other. However, umahani nachri, the nachri will help, levata let's say ruvan. Right? Afilu ervu. Even if they made an Erev, the inner and the outer, the guy there ruins the Erev. Can't make an Erev with a guy. V'i leka nachri, if there is no guy, then ki ervu, shari. Then if they made an Erev, it's all good. So again, what's the case? The case is a Jew and a guy in the inner and a Jew in the outer. And we hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that two Jews and a guy is a problem, and we hold up with Rabbi Akiva that the inner and the outer made an Eruv, the inner and the outer made an Eruv, 100%. The guy sitting there. If the, without dealing with the guy, you, the Eruv gets ruined. Why? Because we view it as one big chatzar like Rabbi Akiva. You have two Jews and one guy living in a chatzar. The guy has to be cheshbon. You have to find a way to get around him. He can't make an error with you, so you have to rent the space, kick him out, something. So far, so good? Okay. Now, listen to this question. Boimenei Rebbe Lazar may Rav. Ready for this one? Now, Yisrael v'nachmu b'chitzona v'Yisrael b'penimius ma'u. Now I have a Jew in the inner and a Jew in the guy in the outer. Now what's the story? Right? What's the story? Right? Does anything change because the guy now is in the outer chatzar? Does anything change? Well, why should it change? According to Rabbi Akiva, it's one big chatzar. What changes? Now I move the guy from the inner chatzar to the outer chatzar. Does that change anything? Says the Gemara like this. Chasam, by the case where the Jew and the guy were in the inner chatzar. Taima, listen to this. Mishum de shchiach de dayer, where there's a shchiach to demirsas nachri. The nachri is never going to touch that Jew. Why? Because they have to get out. The only way out is through the other Jew's chatzar. So the Jew's going to say to the guy, where's the other Jew? Haven't seen the guy in 4 months. Did you kill him? Where is he? He passes by your house to get out. So the guy's not going to touch that Jew because he's afraid. He's mamish, there's no way out. Therefore, Mirasas means afraid. V'savar, hashta osi Yisrael, the Jew's going to come along. V'amali, Yisrael to have a gabach hecha. Where's the other Jew? Where's that guy? I haven't seen that guy in months. What'd you do to him? Aval hacha, but over here, Amina le, nafak azale, right? What does that mean? Amina le, nafak azale. What does that mean? What does the article say that means? That since the guys at the outer chatzar, we have nothing to worry about. The inner chatzar not, also not, and even the outer Jew not, don't have to worry.
Oh, it's saying the opposite. It's saying that what's going to happen is here, what you just said.
Right.
If a guy is living with a Jew in the outer chatzar,
right,
that is an uncommon situation.
Why?
Because the Jew who lives in the outer chatzar, you have to be nervous for him, because the guy could do something to him, and the guy could run away.
Ah! I see, right. The in the outer chatzar, the if the inner Jew says to the guy, where's the Jew from the outer chatzar? The guy's going to say, what do you mean? He left. You didn't see because you're in the inner chatzar. He left. He went away. So therefore, he's not so afraid. Therefore, it's not so shchiach. Therefore, I'm not going to answer the guy. Because this situation is never going to happen. What Jew is going to live with a guy in the outer chatzar? He could be murdered. And the guy's going to say, he left. Oh, Dilma, hachinan mirtas. No, maybe the guy's still afraid. The savar. Maybe someone's going to see what I'm doing over here. Amalei, tein lechachem v'yach kamod. You're smart, stay smart. Rashi says, meaning, it's also usher. Same thing, it's usher also. There was a hava, meaning maybe it's mutter because you can go watch the guy a little better, because you're in the outer. No, same thing, it's usher. Okay? Now, Rish Lakish, v'talmidai der v'chanina, iklu lahu pundak. They went to this inn. The guy who rented the inn wasn't there. So they couldn't, the inn is the same thing as like an apartment building or chatzar, where you need everyone to make an eruv so you can carry in the common area. But one of the people that lived there was a guy. So they needed to rent the space from him. But he was away for Shabbos. He was away. But v'havi maskir, but the landlord was there. The landlord was there. So can they rent it from the landlord? He rented his apartment out to some tenant. Tenants are good, but he's not there for Shabbos. Rosh Lakish showed up with his entourage, and they want to be able to carry around. So they want to make an Erev. They found out there's a guy there. They went to the guy, knocked on his door. No one home. They went to the landlord. He said, yeah, no, he's not home. He's away for the next month. Rosh Lakish says, now what do I do? Can I rent the space from the landlord? Well, it depends. Because, what do you mean? If you rented an apartment, can the landlord just say, I'm renting it out of someone else? So what? You go away for Shabbos. That means the landlord can rent out your apartment to someone else for Shabbos? Because you're not there? Of course not. Right, you want to hear what's going on? Yeah. So that's what's going on. Rosh Lakish wants to rent the apartment from the landlord. But he already rented it out to a tenant. So he wants to rent it out from the landlord so he's able to carry. But the tenant's not there, so how can the landlord do that? So Amru, Mal Lemigmar Minei. So can you rent it from the landlord? Well, maybe yeah. Kal Hecha Delo Mati Misalek Le Lo Tibay Lach Delogian. If the landlord has no right to throw the tenant out at any moment, for sure not. You can't rent it from the landlord.
Basically saying
if
the tenant has a lease, you can't.
Exactly. Kiti Bayalach, my question is, if the landlord has the right to throw the tenant out without any questions. Given the Matzi Misalakle, since he has the right to throw him out, agreen on, you can rent it from him. Because the landlord could say, you want it now, Rosh Lakish? $5 more, it's yours. O Dilma, hash to miya halos alke. But at the end of the day, the guy has his stuff in there, he has his old furniture, he lives there, so he went away for 3 days. Even if the landlord has the right to throw him out, is that a joke? What do you mean throwing him out? He's living there, this guy. Yes, the landlord has the right to throw him out, but Lamaise, he didn't do it. He didn't throw him out. Amalahan Rish Lakish, Niskar. You can rent it out. And when we come to the rabbis, we'll ask them the Shaila. Ashu, Shaila le Ravafas. They want to ask Ravafas, Amalem, Yafa Sisem Sesachartem. You did the right thing. And Tosas proves from here that Rish Lakish had a contact with Ravafas. That's unusual, because Ravafas was a Talmud of Rav. So it must be that Rish Lakish was a Chacham. Then he went off to Derech, and then he became back. We always view Rish Lakish as some bandit who became a Baal Tshuva. Going to Tosfos, no, he was always a good guy. Then he became a bandit, then he became a Baal Tshuva. Okay. Anyway, so we'll stop here because it's over 1 minute, and then the Gemara continues the same story. All right, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.